What is a spiritual scholar? I was having an imaginary discussion with a friend of a friend and was asked how I described my own undertakings. I replied that I was a spiritual scholar. Well, what is it that characterizes a spiritual scholar? I replied, on the spiritual part, I know the purpose of life and I live aligned with it. Well, whoever it was that inspired that thought, I thought it was a different way of putting the matter, and it struck me as sound, not only sound, but very fertile. I recall Krishnamurti saying that when we see and realize God's plan, we cannot help but fall in line with it. The really important thing is the knowledge of God's plan for humanity. For God has a plan, and that plan is spiritual evolution. When once a person has seen that and really knows it, they cannot help working for it and making themselves one with it, because it is so glorious, so beautiful. On the one hand, he saw the splendor of God's great chain of being operating throughout the multiverse. On the other hand, in my vision on March 13, 1987, I saw God's plan from the point of view of the journey of a single soul from God to God. And that was enough to captivate me my whole lifetime, as his undoubtedly was for him. How is it that I can feel such peace when the world is in turmoil in so many places? In part because I know the larger picture in which all of this is embedded. In part also because Archangel Michael has labored long and hard at getting it through my hypnotized brain that I actually am protected. I know his remarks apply to all lightworkers, so if and when time permits, I'll continue with the subject. Aside from being reassuring, his comments are also very funny. E.g., am I safe? Sweet one, who do you think you are working with? Will I let a few rogues get the better of me? Absolutely not.